Welcome to Coaching Conversations with Margo Myers. This podcast is produced by Shipley Coaching, where discovery inspires growth.
Hi, I'm Margo Myers, an executive and leadership coach, and I coach people on leadership, communication, and career success. And in this podcast, we are talking everything coaching. Coaching is all about maximizing your potential to achieve your goals. And if you've ever known what it is you want to achieve and you don't really have an exact plan to get there and stay committed to your goal, then coaching may be for you or for your organization. So today we're going to be talking about reframing. And reframing is really involves identifying our unhelpful or negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive thoughts. I was thinking about this when I literally went into my bank and was talking to my banker, and he knows I'm a coach. And so he was asking me, he's like, Margo, I've got this really awful commute. And I'm looking at this commute thinking it's hard, it's stressful, it starts my day off on the wrong foot, and I'm really having a hard time recovering from my commute. And then I just can't show up and be my best. And he has a pretty big team of a couple hundred people. And so I was asking him, so what's a different way of looking at your commute? How can we reframe your thoughts about the commute? What's another way to think of it? And he said, well, I could think of it as a time to mentally prepare for my day. I said, well, what would that give you if you thought of your commute as a time to mentally prepare? And he said, it will give me time to think through my day, let me really understand what it is I have coming up, be thinking about who I'm going to meet, what I need to be doing, and really just change the entire way of looking at my commute. Instead of thinking about how it's dragging me down and having a negative effect on my day, it may be a way for me to mentally prepare. And so we talked that through for a little bit, and essentially what he was doing was reframing his negative thoughts about his commute so they were more positive thoughts and were going to be more beneficial to him in setting up his day. When is reframing useful? You might be thinking, well, I have a lot of negative thoughts, or maybe I don't really need reframing. Literally, you can reframe any thought you have into something that's more positive. Anytime you're telling yourself a story, you can reframe that and look at it completely differently, much like the banker did. A lot of times we hold limiting beliefs about ourselves and we tell ourselves stories, and these stories may or may not be true, but the fact of the matter is we have a tendency to listen to ourselves, and so we believe these stories. And a limiting belief is anything that we tell ourselves that keeps you from accepting your full potential. These are the I'm not good enough thoughts. And so we want to pay attention to these because they keep us stuck in place. These thoughts keep us from really being all that we can be. And when you counter a limiting belief by reframing your thoughts, you really weaken that belief. You reduce the chance of it getting in the way of your goals. So one of the things that we think about when we're considering reframing a situation or a specific type of thought is events and situations really don't have inherent meaning. We assign them meaning based on how we interpret the event or the situation. So we may see or hear something, that's the data coming in, and then we give that meaning depending on our lens of experience. Maybe something similar has happened in the past, and so we think, well, it may turn out similar to last time, when in reality, that may or may not be true. Even when something horrible or something negative happens, it's only horrible or negative because that's how we are deciding to look at it. Much like the banker and his bad and long, stressful commute, that's how he was viewing his commute when, by thinking of a different way, how it could be a useful thought, okay, I can mentally set myself and prepare for my day, and that's going to have a much more positive impact on me. We often have negative thoughts. Sometimes we want to actually stop and observe, okay, how often do I have negative thoughts? Maybe you're, you know, a glass half full kind of gal. That's kind of how I like to look at myself. I'm eternally optimistic, and generally, I feel like I'm pretty positive. And maybe you are more apt to have negative thoughts. So one of the ways you may do that, keep a journal. Think about throughout your day when those negative thoughts are creeping in or showing up. I worked with a client a couple of years ago, and one of her limiting beliefs and one of the negative thoughts that kept creeping in and really impacting her outlook on life was, I can't be happy. I'm not happy. So we worked through that, and we actually did the three good things practice where she would write at the end of the day three good things that happened to her and why they were good things and how they made her feel. And it actually started to change her outlook on how she viewed her life. It was taking that thought of, I can't be happy or I'm not happy, and reframing it to, I can be happy, and these are the things that are making me happy. So you don't have to decide to look at something as negative. It might be looking at, what can I learn from this situation? What's another way to look at this? You know, or use milder words. You know, oh my gosh, this is like the very worst thing that could have happened to me. It's probably not the very worst thing. How might you reframe that in your mind? Well, this is maybe not the best thing that could have happened, or use milder words that you choose to tell yourself, and it's going to have less of an impact on your emotions. Another thing that you can do, maybe when you face a challenge or a fear, you can ask yourself, what's the best way for me to accomplish this? The phrase best way, that often implies and opens up your mind to consider different or alternate ways of looking at the situation or different actions that you can take. And it can focus on the positive because you're looking at, what's the best way I can handle this? What's the best way for me to do this? It opens up just a different perspective. Another thing you can do if something happens and you attach negative meaning to it, maybe you want to ask, what can I learn from this? What's my takeaway going to be? What might I do differently next time? I had a recent situation where someone made kind of a snide, snarky comment to me, and it kind of hurt my feelings. So my thought was, what can I learn from this? And it took me a little while to calm down and consider some things because it really did hurt my feelings. But what I needed to think is, okay, this is a great coaching opportunity. We have some work to do around this, and I can use this experience as a way to explore, you know, if I hear those snide or snarky comments and have that kind of reaction, I wonder what other kinds of reaction other people are having when this particular person says something like this. So I'm going to look at it as a coaching opportunity. And then sometimes we can just frankly flat out challenge our assumptions. Why do we think that? Why do we think a certain thought? This limiting belief, you know, they're based on assumptions that most likely aren't true. And we just need to chip away at, you know, these longtime thoughts that we've had, and we can change them and reframe them to the positive. Sometimes it helps to even think, you know, there are common limiting beliefs that many of us hold. One of those is, if only I had this, then I could do this. If only I could lose 10 pounds, then I would be happy. Or if only I could get this promotion, then I would be happy. Or if only I made this amount of money, then my life would be better. if you have these kinds of thoughts, these are limiting beliefs that need to be handled. So maybe you go back to your journal and you start really thinking about, where do these limiting beliefs come from? Because in fact, they are putting conditions on your success. These roadblocks will just keep continuously being put up to keep you away from your goal. And that in turn decreases your motivation over time. Your reframe may be, nothing is stopping me from achieving my goals. Instead of thinking, if only I lost 10 pounds, then I'd be happy, nothing is stopping me from losing 10 pounds. So these are some things to think about when it comes to reframing, because reframing literally involves changing your perspective on a given situation to give it a more positive or beneficial meaning to you. These limiting or negative thoughts, they're not doing you any good. They're just keeping you stuck right where you are. Reframing can be used to help remove these limiting beliefs and also to help you appreciate positive moments that you might otherwise miss. Or you can reframe and remove these limiting beliefs or any other negative thoughts that you'd like to change. Remember, it's our assumptions and it's the stories that we give to our thoughts, the meaning that we give to these thoughts that may or may not be true. Other people may not see it that way. So the first step in reframing is to really observe those negative thoughts. Remember to keep a thought journal, maybe for a week. Write down, what kind of negative thoughts did you have throughout the day? You might want to enter in your journal several times a day. Maybe you'll identify some patterns. Maybe there is one main negative thought that keeps cropping up, and then you want to explore that a little bit further and see how you can reframe that. Replace those negative thoughts with a more positive one. There are common negative thought patterns. You can arm yourself against them in advance. If you notice these patterns or notice yourself having these common negative thoughts. So these are just a couple of ideas and a couple of strategies for reframing your situation. We all have limiting beliefs. We all have stories that we tell ourselves. These stories may or may not be true. These are stories that may have served us well in the past, and now they're no longer serving us in a way that keeps us moving forward. So we want to look at the situation differently. I also have a challenging commute, and so I've chosen to reframe how I look at my commute as a way for me to meet new people and express gratitude for the beauty that I find in my environment in the mornings. I have an opportunity to see the sunrise. There's, you know, I cross the water. There are mountains. It is beautiful. And I choose to really look at the positive. And it sets me up for a much better day and a much better frame of mind because I'm choosing to look at the positive. So I really hope that reframing and thinking how you can choose to look at the positive or get rid of those limiting beliefs or those negative thoughts will help set you up for future success. I really hope you'll join me for the next episode of Coaching Conversations with Margot Myers. Don't forget, you'll want to check out the Shipley Coaching website. The website is shipleycoaching.com. And that's where you can find articles, you'll find links to other podcasts. You can also learn about our Shipley programs, including our ACTP coaching course, as well as find out how you can partner with us for our leadership engagement course. We are here to share discovery that inspires growth.